I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on February 6th, 2020. When the Fedora project announced last month that Fedora Core OS was being promoted from preview status, it also signaled the imminent end of life of Core OS Container Linux. And now the project has gone further and laid out a specific timeline that will see Core OS Container Linux resources start to disappear throughout the year. While existing AWS instances will continue to work for now, new customers are already unable to provision the product. And from September, cloud images and general web resources relating to CoreOS Container Linux will be removed, with the final security update for the product being scheduled for earlier than that on May 26th. Users are being advised to find an alternative platform as soon as possible. A new survey of the Java community has found an encouraging increase in the uptake of OpenJDK. According to the latest JVM ecosystem report from security tool provider Snyk, use of Oracle's JDK more than halved over the last year, with developers increasingly opting for OpenJDK-based implementations instead. And in news that will be music to Google's ears after the company's push to see Android app development move towards using Kotlin, the same survey found that it's now the second most used JVM language, although it still trails Java in popularity by more than an order of magnitude. Mozilla has announced that Firefox will soon stop automatically connecting to websites running older versions of the TLS protocol. In line with other browser developers, Mozilla has had a long-standing ambition to drop support for TLS 1.0 and 1.1 in favor of more secure later versions of the protocol. And having already implemented a change in the nightly experimental version of its browser that requires user intervention to visit sites using the older versions of TLS, Mozilla is now looking to adopt the same approach in an upcoming release of Firefox. Look for that around early March. While users will still be able to connect to out-of-date sites after having clicked through an in-browser warning notice, Mozilla intends to track how often this happens, with a view to permanently disabling all support for older protocol versions at some future date. And finally, if you're looking for more to listen to, why not check out this week's Choose Linux? L, Drew, and Joe discuss the things they love about Linux and open source, but also some areas they feel could be improved. Have a listen at chooselinux.show/28. And that's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/97. We'll be back tomorrow.